Chaf Beis. So today's learning is sponsored by Dr. Ernie and Ann Gold, in the Lina Nishras Esther Bas Chaver Yitzchak, and by the Shachman family, Leah Bas Aaron Akarin, the Neshama Shem Leos. So we are at the top of that Chaf Beis and Alpha. The Mishnah begins. Sukkah HaMedubleles V'shitzilsa Meruba Mechamasa. So we'll see in a moment what Sukkah HaMedubleles means, but then a second type of Sukkah is with more shade than sun. They're all kshera. They're both kshera. We'll see if those are two cases or one cases that the Gemara will explain. Hamu'uva kimin bayis. If the ceiling, the schach, is very, very thick like a house, afal pi she'ena kochavim nirin mitocha kshera. Even though one cannot see the stars through the cracks, it's still acceptable. So Gemara explains, my midubulelis. What does this mean exactly in the Mishnah? So Gemara says that amarav sukkah aniyah. It's a sukkah that's poor, that's weak, that's very light. Rashi explains, the first Rashi on the Gemara, Aniyah sheyesh b'schacha kanim mat, very small amounts of reeds and bamboo. V'yesh ba'avir harbor, there's many spaces in between. El she'ein bo shlosh b'yachad, but all the air spaces, there's no one area where it's more than three tvachim of airspace. So again, it's very narrow, but in the end of the day, there's all lovet. You could apply lovet across the board. And then the Gemara says, Shmuel argues, and Shmuel Amar, kana olav kana yored. It's referring to where some of the reeds are higher, some of them are lower, the different levels. So there we're going to apply the din that we view them as if they're the same level, even though others are higher than others. Rashi explains that kana olav kana yored shlo hishva haschach lahashkiva kana mizeh etozeh. They're not equal. They're not lying on the same level. Ela echel lamala veechel lamata umitoch kach. Even though that's the case, chamasa meruba mitzilsa. There's more sun than shade because since there are these angles of some haschach is higher, others lower. Vashmina, we learn from here masisin de amrinan. We could envision, if they were all the same level, it would be Hayisat Tzilsim Ruba Bechamasa Ksheira. Even though currently, right now, there is more sun than shade because some of the Schach is higher than the others, we could somehow view it halachically as being the same, and had they been the same level, it would produce more shade, and that's good enough according to Shmuel. So Gemara says, Rav Tani Chada, Ushmu Amatani Tarti. According to Rav's understanding, the Mishnah is one case here. Sukkah Medubleles is Shitzilsim Ruba Mechamas. It's the same exact case. And Shmuel explains that there are two different cases. What does that mean? So Gemara elaborates. Rav Tani Chada Sukkah Medubleles, my Medubleles, Meduldeles Shitzilsim Ruba Mechamas Ksheira. Meaning, even though it's a very light sukkah, it's a sukkah aniyah, as long as it has that tanai of having more shade than sun, that would be acceptable. Excuse me. But Shmuel Tani Tarti. Shmuel found there are two different cases in the Mishnah. One is my midubleles, mibulbeles, which means mixed up. Some are higher than lower. That's one case. Vitarti, the second case, Vitarti Katani, Sukkah midubleles kshera, Vitzilsim Ruba mechamasa kshera. There are two different cases here, meaning even though the midubleles is not a case of chamasa Ruba mitzilsa, it's still acceptable because of Rowan. But that's one case. But there's a second case, the classic Sukkah, whereby the Schach does produce more shade than Sukkah. So that's the machlokus between Rav and Shmuel in understanding this Mishnah. So it comes along now, Abaye, lo shanu ela she'ein bein zeh lezeh shlosh tvachim. This is all true, meaning the sheet of Shmuel, that we view the kana olav of kana yored as kshera. We could say Rowan, it's only as long as the height of the schach is within three tvachim of each other. Aval yesh bein zeh lezeh gimel tvachim psula. But if the schach is higher than the other schach, the upper schach is higher than the lower schach, more than three tvachim, we can apply lavud, and we cannot apply the din of ki'ilu rowan or so. So comes along Rava argues in Abaye, he says, no, not true. There's no lavud here. Well, lavud could apply, but there's an additional mechanism that could be applied, not only lavud. Comes along Rava, Amar Rava, afilu yesh bein lezeh lezeh shlosh tvachim. Even if the schach is higher than the other schach of more than three tvachim, and lavud is not at play here, nami lo amrin el shein bagago tefech. It's only true where we say it's possible in that case, if the schach, the beams, don't have a width of tefach. Aval yesh begago tefach, ksheira. If the schach is more than one tefach wide, even though it's more than three tefachim above the other schach, we would apply damrin and chavit rami. Chavit rami means we could view the schach, the beams is coming down all the way. So even though this might be 10 tefachim high, this is 10 tefachim lower, if this is a tefach wide, we view this as coming down, we view this as coming up, we view them all as the same wavelength. That's the chiddush of Rava applying the concept of Chavit Rami. So Gemara now going to entertain this understanding of Chavit Rami, that the assumption right now is only if there's a tefach wide beam do we apply the din of Chavit Rami. But if it's less than a tefach, we would not apply the din of Chavit Rami. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rava. Rava says, "Mina minola." How do I know? Dichi is be tefach. When there is a tefach, Amir, we do say chavid rami. That's v'chilase lo amir chavid rami. How do you know? It depends on being a tefach or not. So Gemara explains the Tan. The Mishnah teaches us the Maseches Olos rather. Koros habayis va'aliyah she'ein alem ma'zivas. So you have to envision right now. Let's say you are building a house. There's a first floor and a second floor. So first floor, you have the beams lying across. And the second floor, there are beams going on top as well. And there's no maziva. They didn't fill it in with any ceiling or floor. It's just raw beams going across. Now, let's say the lower floor beams are this way, and the upper beams are also that way, but they're parallel, mamash on top of each other, mechuvanos. So that's the image right now. So if you have the koros habayis v'aliyah, the first floor, and the beams of the aliyah, the second floor, she'ein alei maziva. There's no maziva, meaning they're raw, they're empty, nothing in between. V'hein mechuvanos, meaning the upper beams are directly over the lower beams, and there's tuma tachas achas mehem. If there's, let's say, tumas meis, underneath one of the lower beams in the lower floor, so tachdeh tame, underneath that beam is all tame, but bein hatachtona le'elyona, that only underneath that tame, comma. In other words, since I have a beam that's going over the tame meis, if I in the lower floor there's tumas meis, and there's a beam over it, that beam blocks the tuma from going above to the second floor. Let's say the tame tumas meis is bein hatachtona le'elyona. Let's say the tumas meis is on the second floor. It's above one of the beams, in between the lower beam and the upper beam. That too beinayim tame. Only between them are tame, but everything else is not, because the ohel is only where that beam is. It does not carry over to the right or to the left. And let's say the third scenario is the tumas meis is agave helyon. It's on top of the beam, all the way on top of the house. Then we say kinegda ad l'rakia tame. Above is tame, which goes at l'rakia, but below it is not, because you have the ohel protecting that which is below. Next scenario, the Gemara says. Let's say you have, where do we go here? Here we go. Tame hayu helyonos. If the tame is on top of it, kibein hatachtonos. I missed a line here. I said Alakita. Hayuhal Yonas Kibena Tachnos. There we go. This is the second scenario. So the first scenario was the top beams were directly above the bottom beams. And now they're not. Imagine my fingers are the beams. So it's actually going to be fitting in each other, but one's above that. So if you were to put them together, it would go right in between and fill in the gaps. So there's a gap here, a beam and a gap and a beam. And the upper ones, the beams are actually covering the gaps of the lower ones. So they're not directly above each other. So if you were to put them all the same level, that actually the beams on top would fill in the gaps of the beams below. So that's the second scenario in the Mishnah here, Maseches Olos. So again, Hayu Helyonos, Kibein HaTachtonos, the upper beams are right above the gaps of the lower beams. Then if there's Tuma Tachtein, if there's Tuma beneath the lower beams, Tachas Kulan Tame, the bottom floor is entirely Tame, because now you have an Ohel. The Ohel, you view the top beams as coming down, closing up the gaps of the bottom beams, and you have a few, you view it as a full ceiling, the tomb is able to carry, extend itself to the entire bottom floor. Let's say you have the next case here, is Tame Agabeyam. Let's say the tumah is on top, meaning it's in the second floor now, so then here as well, Kineged Adam, I missed the line here, where we go, Tachaskun, Tame Agabeyam, if it's on top of them, on the top level, however, then Kineged Adam, Rakia Tame. So all the way up to Shemaim, it goes tumah, because the beams are able to block that which is on top, that which is below. The Tani Allah, the Brisa comments on this Mishnah. When is this true? It's only true if each of the beams themselves are tefach wide, and there's a gap of a tefach whereby you could view the top beams coming between the bottom beams. But if there's not a width of a tefach of each of the beams, then only underneath that particular beam of which the tumah is found is tameh, but everywhere else is not. So we see from here, the only time you could apply chamit rami is when the beams are tefach wide. Alma, we see from here, we can conclude, ki is be tefach amrinan chavit rami, v'chiles be tefach l'amrinan chavit rami shvamina. So based on this mission, all of us were able to learn this din of the tefach for chavit rami. So the Gemara then says, Yosef Rav Kana, Rav Kana one time was sitting down, v'kamar l'shmais, he was learning this sugya, amrinan Rav Ashi l'Rav Kana, Rav Ashi says to Rav Kana, v'chol heicha, the less be tefach Lo Amrin Chavirami. When there is no Tavach, we don't apply this mechanism. We really true. So Gemara is going to bring now an extensive Brisa. At the end, the Brisa is what we really need here. But this is really setting up the din. We should be familiar with all these halachas based on sugyas and Ervin, and we saw this already here once before in the Masechta. So Hatani, the Brisa says, Kora Hayotze Mikol Sazeh, V'einu Nogas B'Kol Sazeh. We know at the end of a Mavoi, you need a Kora, a beam, to close off the Mavoi to allow carrying on Shabbos. So let's say the Kora extends from one of the walls, but does not touch the opposite wall. Or, V'chein Shtei Koras Achas Yotze Mikol Sazeh, V'Achas Yotze Mikol Sazeh. You have one beam from each wall coming towards each other, V'einu Nogas Zobazur. They don't touch each other. If it's pachas mishlosha, if the distance between the two beams, or the distance between the one beam and the wall is less than shlosha, ein sarach lahavi kara acharis, you don't need to bring another kara because you apply the din olavon. If, however, shlosha, if there is more than three tvachim, then we would need shlosha, sarach lahavi kara acharis, you need to bring another beam to fill the gap. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, he argues just in terms of the shear here, he goes on Talmud Beis and says, pachas me'arba, ein sarach lahavi kara acharis, arba, his definition, his shear of lavud is actually four tvachim, but same idea. If it's less than four tvachim away, you just apply lavud. If it's more than four tvachim, you can't apply lavud. You have to bring another korah. Again, this is not what we need right now. We're just building up. So you have two beams that are parallel to each other. They're parallel going, they're touching both walls, and they're parallel to each other. And the din is, for a korah to be acceptable, not only does it have to go across the whole way, but it also has to be wide enough to hold a tefach of a tefach wide brick. So let's say each one in its own right does not have the ability to hold a tefach wide brick. Lo bazuk de la kabla ariach, lo bazuk de la kabla ariach. Each one independently cannot hold the width of a brick. But im mekablas ariach le rachvo tefach ein tzarach lahavi karach evers. But since they're close to each other and they're parallel, if I were to place a brick on top that's a tefach wide, and together in tandem they could hold that brick, that would actually be acceptable. But elav, if they're not able to hold the brick, then tzarach laviat karacharis, you need to bring another beam in order to fill in the gap. So all three in this case would be able to hold the brick. Comes along now, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, im mekablos ariach le'arka. The bricks typically back then were one tefach wide and three tefachim long. He says, forget the tefach wide, let's say you flip it the other way. Let's say they're far away, but you could put it at three tefach long a brick that direction. That would be also acceptable, even though they're further away from each other. That too works, says Rav Shimon Gamliel. Again, im mekablos ariach le'arka, which is shlosh tefachim, then ein tzarach lavi karacheres. Vim la, but if it's not able to hold the brick that's three tefachim long, then tzarach lahavi karacharis, you need to bring another beamim. So now this is what we need here. After all that, hayu achas lemala v'achas lemata. One beam is high, one beam is low. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, roin ha'elyona kilu hi lemata, ves hatachtona kilu hi lemata. You could view the upper beam as if it were lower, and the lower beam as if it was higher. Ubavad, with one caveat, Shlote Elyona Limala Mi'esim Amo, as long as the upper one is not above 20 Amos, because above 20 Amos is possible for a Kara, and as long as the Tachtona Limata Mi'esara, as long as the bottom one is not underneath 10 Tvachim, because that's viewed as being the ground. It has to be both beams are within 10 Tvachim and 20 Amos. Ha Zebe Zebe Soch Esim, if they're both within 20 Amos, Armina Chavit Rami, we would apply the din of Chavit Rami. The Afa Gav the Les Betavach, because we're talking about a case here where each one in its own right is not a tefach. It's only when it works together with the other beam is it a tefach. So we have one beam here, chavirami. But each beam is less than one tefach. So we see that chavirami can be applied even when there is not even a width of a tefach. That was the kasha. So Gemara says, Amar le taritz veimahachi. Let's explain this brisa as follows, to be consistent with the concept that only with a tefach does it work. What are we going to explain? Really, it should say, "Ubilvad shelo tehei elyona lemala me'esrim." As long as the upper beam is not above 20 amos, ela b'soch esrim. As long as within 20 amos of the ground, and the tachtona smuchala bepachas mishlosha, and this is what we add in, and the lower one must be within three tfachim of that upper one. We're using lavud here, or inami. Alternatively, "Ubilvad shelo tehei tachtona lemate me'asara." As long as the lower beam is not less than 10 tfachim to the ground, ela lemala me'asara. It's above 10 tfachim. And in that scenario, El Yona is smuch Allah, and the upper one must be within three tefachim, apachas mishlosha, then we would apply it. Avashlosha, if in either of these cases, the two beams are three tefachim away from each other, Kaven de les be tefach, since neither one has a tefach, l'arminan chavirami, we cannot apply this mechanism. So that's how we reread this Mishnah as saying that we're within three tefachim because chavirami cannot be a player since the beams do not have a tefach wide. Okay, a quick daft to finish up a little bit more, a few more lines to the Mishnah. The Gemara says, quote from the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, I'm an alfir, shetzilsa, meruba, mechamasa, ksheir. That our Mishnah teaches us that if there's more shade than sunlight, it's acceptable. That's good. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The implication here is if there are equal amounts of shade as sunlight, it would be possible. Our Mishnah says only when silsa meruba mechamasa, more shade than sunlight, if they're equal, it's possible. But if you go back to the Mishnah in the beginning of the parrot, the beginning of the Masechta, the very first Mishnah, the Mishnah tells us, Be'idach Pirkan, which is the first Mishnah, first parak, Vishachamasa meruba mechamasa psula, the Mishnah had said if there's more sunlight than shade, it's possible. That implication is the opposite. Hakya dadek shera. But if they're equal, then it would actually be kasher, kshera. It would be acceptable, schach. So what's a din? When they're equal, schach, shade and sunlight, is it good or not good? So Gemara says, lo kasher, there is no contradiction. Kan milamala, kan milamata. One's from top, one's above. We'll have to look at Rashi and Tosfos and Machlokas here, how to interpret that. So one's from top, one's from the bottom. And before we explain what that means, Amra Papa, hainu de amri inchi, that which what people would say, kizuza mila'el, kistara milatachas. When there's a zuz, a size of a zuz above, there's a size of as an istra, a different size coin on the bottom. So Rashi and Tosfos have a very different interpretation to this Gemara. So if you look at Rashi, and keep in mind, by the way, there is a machlokas, seems to be a subtle machlokas in Rishonim. We already discussed before that the ikar shame of a sukkah is a schach. Now we have to raise the question, is the schach itself, or the schach is the shade that it produces? What does that mean? So based on Rashi and Tosfos, it seems to be they're having some debate about the actual schach, or the actual shade it produces. So look how Rashi interprets this this line here. Rashi says, kan milamala, kan milamata. Hadidakina, that which we're medayik here in the Gemara, ki adade psula, that when they're equal, it's pasul schach, lemalakal, it's referring to on top, which means, kishiyesh bein kana lekana, lekamalikana. When you have, let's say, bamboo, and between each bamboo, you have the same exact size of bamboo. So it's shade, or it's schach, no schach, schach, no schach, schach, avir, schach, avir. It's all equal from the top. Afilu mitzumtum, even if it's exactly the same, it's puzzle. Meaning when the top is exact, that's why it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle when it's on the top is exact? The fisha chamas ha'avir nearest ba'aretz rachva. Because when you have airspace on the top, the sun, we know sun spreads. So when it's equal on the top, the sun's going to come down this way on an angle. By the time it gets to the bottom, there's going to be a lot more sun than shade on the bottom. That's Rashi's understanding. Again, lifi shechamas ha'avir nearest ba'aretz rachva. It appears on the ground much wider, harbi minatzel sheschach, and therefore it's possible. V'hadid akinan kiadadik sheira, that which we say when they're exactly the same, it's kasher. Nakat shi'ureha mimata. We're going based on the measurements on the bottom, on the floor. Shechama v'tzel shavim. We measure it looking at the sun and shade on the bottom. We measure there's exactly the same amount on the floor. That implies shechama v'tzel shavim diadua shekanim ruchavim mina'avir. That implies that when you look at the schach itself, there's actually more schach on top than avir. That's the understanding. So based on this, it seems that Rashi is focused very much on what's on the schach. The shade is just indicating what's on the rooftop, what's on the schach. That's Rashi's interpretation. And just look at the next Rashi. Kizuza mila'el kistira milatachas. When there's a zuz on top, there's an istir on the bottom. Kishaneke racha, when there's a small hole, kishir zuz, like the size of a zuz, chamasa meruba lamata, it gets much bigger. Kishir sela, it gets a size of a sela, which is a bigger coin on the bottom. That's Rashi's whole interpretation to this Gemara. Take a look over now at Tosfos. Kizuza mila'ela kistira milatachas. He quotes Rashi, that what Rashi we just saw, and we could skip the first two lines of Tosfos. Then he says, V'hikshu Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam asks the following question. He says, the Rav Papa Gufei, the Hacha. Rav Papa is the one who authored this. He's the one explaining this to Lokasha, Kalamala Kalamata. Rav Papa himself, he says in Ervin, which we saw already here as well, Parakam with Ervin, Parach Komen Mutter, that when they're equal, it's actually acceptable. V'hasim Nami Paskin and Hilchasokachi, that's why Paskin like him as well. So that's one question he has, why? Because according to him, if it's equal on the top, that should be good enough. Who cares the fact that the airspace in the bottom is getting wider? So that's one question he has in Rashi's Shita. Number two is, the old kasha, damer perakama de kedushin, the of the inish dekari le palgasa de zuze istra. People refer to a half a zuz as an istra, which means an istra is actually smaller than a zuz. Rashi's interpretation is an istra is larger than a zuz. The Gemara says, no, an istra is the size of a half a zuz, which means it's smaller than a full zuz. Ama istra pachas mezuzah. So for this, these two reasons, he rejects Rashi's interpretation, and he says as follows: "Umifarish Rabbeinu Tam Kan milamala. What does milamala mean? Misha modeid ha'avir milamala kadade ksheira. When you measure the top, he doesn't care about what shade or sunlight is produced on the bottom. He's all focused on the top of the sach. If I go up on my ladder, I measure schach and avir, they're exactly the same, that's where it's acceptable. Where Rashi said it wasn't acceptable, that is acceptable according to Tosos. He says, Klefishu omed kiparitz, that's exactly the same. When there's omed kiparitz, we have a klal papa. When they're equal, we assume omed beat out the parts. Aval ha'omed milamat, if you stand below, and now this is the difference, you're not measuring the ground. You're standing on the ground, but you're measuring the top. The Rabbi Yonatan does not care about the shade at all. He all cares about the schach itself. While Rashi was using the shade and the sunlight to indicate what was going on, he says, no, ignore the bottom. It's just, when I measure on top, I have an exact measurement. When I'm standing at the bottom, I'm using my vision to try to see if it's equal or not. It's going to give me some type of visual trick here. So he says here, Aval ha'omed milamata ba'aret. The guy standing on the ground, he stares up at the schach and he tries to assess if there's equal amounts of schach or not. The fishu omed, where are we? The domek, it appears to him, it looks like they're exactly the same. That's possible, because that's actually not the truth. That's an illusion. The fishu avir, shirachov, kizuza, doma be'enav katan, kistar. When I look up, and I see a certain space, that looks much smaller to me than it really is. So what I see is actually bigger. You know, when times when you're driving the car, you know, you look like you're closer or further away, there's illusion that certain things play on the eyes here. So therefore, he says, it's not about measuring the bottom floor versus the top. You're always measuring the schach, according to Rabbi Yonatan. The question is, where are you standing when you're measuring it? If you're standing on the top and they're exact, that means your measurements are good, and that's acceptable. If you're standing below and you're measuring it from a distance, we assume that there's some tricks being played on your eyes, and we assume, therefore, there's more airspace than you actually realize, and it would be possible. Those are the two explanations. So now let's finish off the Gemara here. Gemara says, quoting from the Mishnah, "Me'uva kimin bais." If the ceiling, the schach, is so thick like a house, even though you can't see the stars, it's still acceptable. So Gemara says, "Tani Rabbanan, ha'me'uva kimin bais." If it's so thick, the schach is so thick like a house, afal pi she'ena kochavim nira mitocha k'sheira. Even though one cannot see the stars, it's still acceptable. So Gemara says, "Ein kochve chama nira mitocha beishame posim." You can't see the sun, so then Beishami says it's also possible. At that point, it's possible. If you can't see the sun, it's huge. At least it appears huge to us. That's possible. Beisil says it's actually acceptable. Even if I can't see the stars, and even if I can't see the sun, it's still acceptable. The Ran quotes from the Yushalmi here, Lahalacha, that sounds like from Beisil, Machshirin's Bidi'evin. L'chatzchila, you should be able to see the sun between the cracks of the schach. But b'di'evit, if you can, even that's going to be acceptable. So let's quickly recap what we did today. Pretty quick daf. We spoke about the sukkah midubleles, which either means a very weak schach, a small amount of schach, but as long as there's no space between tvachim, that's acceptable. And Shmuel says it's referring to a midudeles, where it's up and down. Some schach is high, some schach is low, and we're going to apply the din of lavad to apply it. And then the Gemara says, Abai says, even if you can apply Lavad, it's more than three tefachim away, you could apply this other mechanism called Amrinan Chavit Rami, where you could extend above and below. The Gemara said that it only works if it's a beam that's a tefach wide, less than a tefach wide. We don't apply that. We learned this from the Mishnah in Olos about the beams on top, the beams below, and the Tumas Meis underneath it, and whether you apply it to the whole house or not the whole house, that depended on whether or not the beam was a tefach wide. That would indicate whether you could apply this dim. Then the Gemara challenged it. Is it really true that you could apply this din even when only when it's a tefach? We tried to prove even less than a tefach, you apply chavit rami based on the koros of an eruvin of a mavoi. They're up and higher and lower. And the Gemara says no. That's only when they're within three tefachim of each other. But if it's more than three tefachim, if the beams don't have a tefach, we would not be able to apply this din to chavit rami. And then this case of the stira of whether it's shade and sunlight is equal, whether it's kasher or mutter, it depends on the mala lamata. Rashi tells us interpreted how to different ways. And then finally, the Mishnah said, if you can't see the stars, it's still acceptable. And the machlok is, if you can't see the sun, Shammai said pasul, Beis Hillel said kasher. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.